Fatuma is crying, but Fatuma is still trying to break out of the silence that has imprisoned her for years. Today, she wakes up a free person. She's ready to speak, ready to shout, ready to stand for her rights. But is that a dream? One of the earliest childhood memories is of my siblings and me sitting around my mother at night without anything to eat. All we had for dinner on some of these nights was each other's company and the songs that we would sing to help us forget about our hunger. But that was okay because we were happy. We were happy because we were safe from the jaws of domestic violence. Now, a few years back, my parents were still together. My father had the pressure to take care of all of us with his part-time job. And all that pressure led him to become an alcoholic. He will come home drunk, angry, and pick up fights with my mother. And most of the time, this would end up into physical violence. My siblings and I would hide under the bed because of fear. We could hear my mother crying. And this happened day after day after day. One day, I remember, I was 7 years old. My dad came home drunk as usual. And we ran under the bed. This day he was very loud and angry, and the fighting started right at the door. He started beating up my mom, and we could hear my mom screaming. And something inside of me told me, Chris, you need to do something. I remember being very afraid, walking out of my bed and going straight to where my dad was beating up my mom, and I stood in between them and I looked up to my dad and I told him, Dad, why are you beating up mom? You should be working together to provide food for us. I was very scared. My dad looked at me and didn't say a word and then just walked out. My mother was still crying and she was nose bleeding. And we all came around her and gathered, and she told us, you will not see this happening again. And that was the end of their marriage. My mother managed to move out with my siblings and myself, and she moved into a small single-roomed house. She managed to get a part-time job as a teacher, and she took us through education. I had a very good childhood because my mother taught us how to speak, how to debate, how to write, how to have fun. But back in my mind, I could still remember the experiences I went through as a child. And they affected my life. I thought about what it would mean for me as a man to grow up without a father figure. For my three sisters to grow up without a father in their life. What does that mean? And worse, I never got to share these experiences with anyone. I found solace in art. Now, I will write poetry and use it as a way of expressing myself and my feelings. And this poetry was very beautiful because I would write about all sorts of things, and it's offloaded a whole lot of burden off my chest. We all managed to go through school, and I really look back and I thank my mother. Being a single, strong woman, she managed to take all of us through school up to the university level. As a child, I had always looked forward to join the university. Now, this is interesting because I looked at the university as the highest institution of learning, where you meet people and you get to learn about new things, you get to be exposed to new ideas. But when I stepped into the university, I was very, very disappointed. Everyone was busy chasing grades, chasing assignments. No one even had time to think about their life. It was like we were in some sort of prison. And that's when I decided to drop out. No, wait, I didn't drop out. I decided to jump out of this school. And I started my organization, which is called Fatuma's Voice. But what is Fatuma's voice? Fatuma is a 50-year-old woman who was born without the ability to speak. The average person speaks around 20,000 words every day. Fatuma hasn't spoken a single word since she was born, so she got words trapped, millions and millions of words trapped inside of her. And these words keep accumulating like a time bomb, ready to explode. Fatuma represents my mother before she could break out of an abusive marriage. Fatuma represents me before I decided to stand up and speak out against the injustice that was happening, even though I was still a child. Fatuma represents people in society who do not speak up about challenges they are facing. And so Fatuma's voice brings together community members, and we create a safe space where people can freely express themselves and talk about these issues. Over the past 3 years, we've been organizing community meetings where people meet and talk about social issues affecting them. Talk about gender justice. Talk about the education system. Talk about the presidents in Africa who refuse to leave office. But when I look back, I feel like it was just a weekend club because we were not really tackling the root causes that were affecting the society. Right now, I want to transform Fatuma's voice into a community movement that will drive social change throughout Africa. I want you to picture a traveling track of change, moving from one African community to another. This track will be fitted by a community radio, where people will be sharing issues that they are facing and will be tackling stories that are affecting them in the society. Why are we doing this? Because traditional African society was a very expressive society. From graffiti on cave walls to story tales around the fire, even a spear outside your hut could mean something. Fast forward to the present, and the once expressive Africa is turning into an individual without the ability to speak. It's turning into Fatuma's voice. Today, I want to challenge you to stand up and speak up about the issues that you're facing. And only then will we build an Africa that can speak for herself. Thank you.